Now that there are several confirmed cases of coronavirus in Michigan, the impact on social gatherings and organized events is widening. This is Lisa Berry, and we're joined now on 89.1 WEMU by the director of the Ann Arbor District Library, Josie Parker. Hi, Josie.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I understand the library is taking some action along those lines?
Yes, we are. We have announced that we are canceling effective immediately all our library programs and events. Room reservations, meeting room bookings, partnership programs are all canceled indefinitely.
What brought you to this decision?
We have about, on a normal day, on any given normal day in the library, about 5,200 visits through our system. And when the health department's talking about public gatherings and what that means, and the numbers of people in the confined space, we definitely qualify for a place where there are public gatherings on any day. That's without a major event. And on a major event, we can bring several thousand people in extra into the downtown library. We have about 2,500 programs a year, and last year we saw 170,000 people in the library for those programs. And that tells us we need to pay very close attention to how we behave during this coronavirus situation and to do our best to help mitigate spreading this disease.
So the libraries themselves will remain open, though.
We are open now. We will continue to be open unless things change to the degree that the health department says that it's probably in the best interest of the community for public entities like ours, where people come in the door indiscriminately with all sorts of people and all sorts of numbers. We would close under those circumstances.
So you're doing this basically in the interest of public health?
That's correct. We're doing this in the interest of public health. That's why we're doing it.
And did you have a number of events coming up that you've unfortunately had to cancel?
Yes, and we feel that because our community supports us and supports these events and are very faithful to the event offerings at the library and story times. I mean, it's everything. It's from lap babies play groups to author events that bring in 400 people to the Saturday big events in the library lobby downtown that bring in 3,000. I mean, it's everything that's being canceled. And it's the meeting rooms that we have in our system that people can book with their library cards, where neighborhood groups, sewing groups, all sorts of associations can meet in the library at no charge. We're canceling all that not allowing bookings for the time being. So we're trying to say gathering socially is not healthy right now, and the public library is going to help us all not do that.
And you're saying this is until further notice.
Until further notice.
Any idea how long that would be?
No.
Okay. In the meantime, the library is open, and I understand there are efforts to keep things, quote-unquote, sanitized?
Yes, as best we can. We are open all our locations, all our regular hours. Our computer centers remain open. We've removed all toys and play items from our youth and children's areas for sanitary reasons. But we are wiping clean all our flat surfaces. We are cleaning our cleaning companies working with us to clean the library more often than we have done in a normal cleaning cycle. We are all pitching in. The staff are all helping sanitize computer keypads, headphones, stair rails, anything that we're working around and that we can wipe clean. All of us are pitching in to do that. We have always had soap, sanitary liquid at desks for people to use, but we're just notching it up about how much we're using and how often.
Ann Arbor District Library Director Josie Parker announcing again that all library programs and events are canceled indefinitely due to concerns about the coronavirus. And thanks for sharing the information with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure talking with you.